Not even going to do an intro. Cody's been talking about this for over a year. I'm kicking it over to my co-host, Cody Frankel. Cody, just lay it on me, man. Tarasenko's a Ranger. What do you got?
Fucking go, dude. I spoke this shit into existence for the past two seasons. My guy is finally fucking here, okay? We're creating the Russian Dream Team. Artemi Panarin, Tarasenko, back together again. It is going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. They're boys. They grew up playing together. And now they're going to be playing in the bigs together. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. I mean, this guy, if you want to talk about a difference maker, I mean, I told you from the start, he's been my guy. You know, people were praising, oh, Kane, Meyer. Nope. Tarasenko was my guy. You know, the other guys would have helped. Vlad Tarasenko is the guy to take this team to the promised land. And not only that, but we still do have about a sheet and a half to make a little minor move. And, you know, if somebody's going to make a hot take here and say Tyler Mott will be a Ranger yet again, it's going to be this guy. So
and everyone else on Rangers Twitter that's saying it.
Okay. We don't have to get Tyler Mott. We can get somebody else. I'll take, you know, a little guy here and there, you know, just fourth liner, get Lashesha whatever out of our lineup, and you know, we'll do it up, because this is a squad right here. And Jonathan Lazarus, you little weasel, okay, who said, oh, the Rangers are gonna digress, they're gonna be out in the first round. What did I say to you a month ago?
I don't know, you said a lot of things.
What I said to you a month ago was, post-deadline or pre-deadline, technically, when this team makes their big move, which sure as shit they're going to make a big move, is this team a cup contender? And tell me what your answer is right now.
So, first of all, I think we should just announce the trade. I mean, everyone by now that's listening should know the details, but just read it out.
I know it by heart. Tarasenko and Mikola for Sammy Blais, a first, a fourth, and Hunter Skinner. Bye.
Correct. Okay. Well done. What was the question? Is this team a contender?
Yep.
So
not a contender. You're a contender. Are they a cup contender?
Yeah.
Right now they sit as the seventh best team in the league in terms of points. Mm-hmm. That being said, and I know I say that a lot, but I'm saying it this time specifically on purpose, so you all know. Okay. The Devils are hurt right now.
You're on fire.
The Devils are hurt right now. Jack Hughes might be out for quite a while. Okay. I don't anticipate it take us that long to pass them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we have Carolina and the Bruins to deal with. Outside of those two teams, you know, and I don't know how this team looks with Tarasenko, because on paper they look pretty damn fucking good. But, you know, outside of those two teams, and if you want to talk about, I don't know, in the West, like, I mean, the Avs are shitting bricks here. So if you want to talk about, like, the top dog in the West, that's Dallas right now, we beat Dallas. So outside of those two teams, does anybody really scare you who can give this team a little bit of trouble? I don't know.
Okay, so I definitely want to dive deep. And, you know, I said last week that I didn't think getting one big fish would get this team over the hump, but I was also thinking that we'd give up a lot more than what we did. The Rangers basically got Tarasenko for fucking nothing. This was a Chris Drury, like, and I know a lot of people tweeted it, but God, man, this was highway robbery. Like
at 50,
if you told me a couple years ago that we were trading basically Buchnevich, you know, and a couple picks and prospects for Tarasenko, I think everyone would have done that in a heartbeat, because that's essentially what this is, right? Like, they flipped Sammy Blais and Buchnevich, you know, a couple years ago, and now this has turned into Tarasenko. But, you know, to that point, like, Nico Mikkola is also a solid, big fucking lefty defenseman, too.
Dude,
that can skate.
Physical guy can skate. He's not a points guy at all. So if you're looking for that, you're not going to get that. But you're looking at, you know, a big, like, stay-at-home body who can bully people if he needs to. And we need that on this team. He's 26 years old. He'll fit right in with Schneider, and you know, they could be a little Bash Brothers action. We'll have to see.
So I want to keep going, because I tweeted out the lines that I think would work the best. I mean, obviously, listen, I'm not Gerard Gallant, and I know people are going to have their, you know, Cody, you're going to want to probably make some changes too. But I think first line, you go Panarin, Zibanejad, Tarasenko, right? Just load it up on that first line. No brainer. Yeah. Second line, kid line. Like, I'm tired of the kid line being the third line. Give them the minutes. I think there's no doubt about it right now. And you can make the argument for Trouba the last couple of games, but the kid line is the heart and soul of this team. And you can say Shesterkin, sure. But as far as that on-ice energy goes, when the kid line is together, that team fucking buzzes off those three kids. And I don't know anyone that can argue that at this point.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought up Trouba as well, because he's gotten so much flack since he's been named captain. You want to talk about what a captain does for his team? He does exactly what Jacob Trouba has done for us the last 10 games. This dude puts his body on the line. He rings the bell with whoever and literally sets the tone to get his guys hyped up and get W's. And that's what we've been fucking doing, is getting W's, baby.
So I want to keep going, if you'll let me.
Okay.
So third line, Kreider, Trocheck, Gauthier. And when you think of those three together, I don't know if there's a faster third line in the NHL. If you put those three on the same line. Especially Kreider and Gauthier, with them being, you know, the physical aspect of those two on a line together, the speed on the wings and in the middle with Trocheck. Like, I think those three together would be pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, though.
It's not, because they're probably going to put Vizi over Gauthier in that spot.
Obviously. Vizi or Goodrow, one of them is going to slot down, but the other one will stay on.
Well, so the fourth line, I have Goodrow on the left, Lecision in the middle, and Vizi on the right. Who?
Who is the middle guy?
Lecision. Who? Jake Lecision. You say Lecision.
No. That's Lashi whatever.
Lecision.
Lecision. It's not Lecision. Opening up a fucking cut over here, okay?
You don't even know how to say his name.
You're absolutely right. Yes, yeah, spell it for me. That's what I thought.
I think it's like L-E-S-C-H-Y.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
All right,
throwing a lot of S's and Y's in there.
So I tweeted this, though, after that line chart, and I honestly said, remember, I was born in 1996. I had a lot of people saying, I don't know, the 94 team, blah, 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 blah. I think in my lifetime, this is the most skilled New York Rangers roster that I've ever seen, at least on paper. At least on paper. You look at Artemi Panarin, Vladimir Tarasenko, two, you know, prolific goal scorers, or not necessarily Panarin. Panarin's a playmaker more so on this roster. Then you have Zibanejad, who's become arguably a top 10, 15 center in the league. You have Adam Fox, a Norris Trophy winning defenseman. You have Igor Shesterkin, who's a Vezina winning goalie. You have Kaapo Kakko, a second overall pick. Alexi Lafreniere, a first overall pick. Filip Hedl, a first round pick, who's starting to fucking light it up right now. He's got 7 goals in his last 5 games. Who am I missing? Keandre Miller, who's going to be, you know.
You say Adam Fox?
Yeah, I said Fox. Obviously, I said Fox. Keandre Miller, who's going to be, you know, a very good defenseman in this league one day if he's not there already. There's not many weaknesses on this roster. There's no fucking Greg McKeggs. There's no, like, Brandon Pruss. There's no, you know, like, not, no disrespect to those guys, but, like, people want to say that there were better teams in the 2010 era. Like, I can't think of anyone. Who was the power play quarterback in the 2010 era? Fucking Michael Delzato? Like, Keith Yandle, for the 2 years that he was here, he was great. But he's no Adam Fox. Like, this power play unit is about to be fucking disgusting. We actually had a guy, I want to credit the person who DM'd us. I think it was Pete Maloney. Let me just double check. The DM was from Matthew Sorkin. What does the first power play unit look like now, or will it still be the same? And I just replied, it looks like porn. And he goes, all I need to hear. Like, this power play unit, man, the Rangers power play.
Who's coming off?
I think there's no doubt that Trocheck has to. Like, he hasn't done enough to keep himself on it.
So who's playing on the bumper?
I think Kreider's just net front.
Okay.
Bumper.
Sure. I don't know if they're doing the bumper, dude.
They might not do a bumper. They might gas it.
Yeah. Bumper's overrated, man. But I do want to circle back real quick.
They're going umbrella.
What? Yeah. I do agree with you. I mean, honestly, the closest team like that we've seen in our lifetime, and I know I'm a little older than you, but I'm still 93 and I don't count myself as seeing the 94 team. Like, yeah, I saw like the tail end of Leach's career, but that doesn't even count. I mean, honestly, like the closest team is like the 2012 Rangers, when you had like Gabarick and Delzato and Zouk was just starting out, and like Hagelin, and that team is not even close to this team in terms of skill. Like, not even close.
The 2015 team was probably the best.
with Rick Nash and those guys? You think so?
They disappointed. They were the President's Trophy winners, and they lost in the conference final. I mean, they were, as far as of that era.
I guess, but like, dude, we had like 170-point player. Like Derek Brassard was like our second best player. I know Marty St. Louis was on that team, but he was only like a 50-point player when he played for us. Like he was at the tail end of his career. Like point being, you know, we haven't seen this. Okay, we have not seen this. You know, this team has six superstars now. It's fucking insane. I think this team is very special. You know, they figured out their problems. They're absolutely rolling now. They're finding ways to win those close games, which they couldn't do at the beginning of the season. And I could see this team going on a run and taking this shit. I truly could. I couldn't envision this team beating Boston a couple weeks ago. The last 2 weeks, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think this team is really rolling, and I think now you added some pieces that is going to take this team to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. I'm feeling different, and I'm feeling pretty good right now. And we have Igor, and Boston doesn't. So
yeah, all I know is tomorrow night, I'm not going to be able to watch the game because I'm doing the UMass versus Vermont game, but the Garden's going to be fucking buzzing tomorrow night.
Well, can we send a big fuck you to them because they like raised ticket prices like $50 a pop for every single game for the rest of the season as soon as the Tarasenko trade went? Dude, the Winnipeg game, I'm going to that game. Mm-hmm. I kid you not, on Game Time last night, tickets were like around like $120 for the cheapest ticket. Bro, $187 today. $187 today, went up $67 every single game. The cheapest tickets you can get is the Senators game, and it's like $130 for like 400s. Who the fuck wants to see the Senators in the 400s? I'd rather watch for my TV, dude. So thank you for raising the prices, but also thank you for raising the prices.
That's why I'm rooting for the Rangers Devils first round series, so I can go to all the games in Jersey for half the price.
I mean, I still think like people would buy that shit out. It would be super expensive, but
I'm gonna buy it. But dude, yeah. I just want to talk about, you know, your point of the last week though of the games. Like obviously we'll talk about the Calgary game, which was one of the best hockey games I've ever watched, and I only, you know, got to see half of it the second half because we were talking to, should we announce our guest? Should we just say it on Monday?
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, we got Scotty Gomez, baby.
Yeah, we got Scotty Gomez for over an hour. We had the fucking best time with him. Like, could not stop laughing.
He chirped Johnny constantly.
Yeah, he chirped us constantly, and I literally edited it back, and I had to do it twice by accident because I accidentally X'd out of it when I was editing it the first time. So Johnny. I listened to it twice already, and it's fucking hilarious. Like, you know, we ended up talking for like 30 minutes after, and I think he can come back on, you know, later on in the year.
He was a gem, and honestly, at the beginning, before we like started recording, he just shit on Johnny for like 10 minutes straight. And I kid you not, I've never seen Johnny's face so orange. It was awesome. No, he's going to be great. And yeah, we're excited. I mean, do you have anything else to touch on?
Well, yeah, I wanted to make a point, but I was talking about like, you know, the Calgary game and the Vancouver game. The one thing that I want to see, like, I'm still convinced. Okay, so my mind is flipped. Like, this team now.
You didn't answer my question. I just realized. What? I just realized you never answered my question. I asked you if we were contenders, and you didn't respond.
Oh, 100%. I think now, I think my prediction before the season is, listen, it's, you know, it was the team to that point.
Accountability snaps.
It was the team to that point. But I was the same way last year. Like, I didn't really believe in them last year until they made the deadline moves, and then instantly things changed. So I think it's kind of the same thing this year. And they could still make more improvements.
Dude, this deadline's already better than last deadline.
Oh, yeah, like, of course.
And, you know, we got the D guy. We got the superstar. And, like, I still think they're going to make some super minor tweak. Dude, can you imagine if they trade for Janot? $800K is his salary. Can you imagine? That would be chef's kiss, honestly.
They probably will with your predictions.
Thank you.
But back what I was saying, the one thing still, you watch that game against Vancouver, the Rangers, you know, Still some holes to fix. They weren't. Listen, that's a team they should fucking beat up, and they didn't.
Gary,
you know, I don't know if you hear that.
Tell that motorcycle to chill the fuck
that
out. Okay,
fucking asshole revving on his engine right here. But whatever. Okay, the one thing I still want to see. What did you say?
I said, get out of your closet.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, the one thing I still want to see is just beating those bad teams convincingly. You know, like that's really what I want to see. Like,
you're not wrong.
That's what, like, the Rangers have always played down to their level and played up to their level. They got to just be consistent, beat the fucking shit out of the bad teams, and compete with the good teams. And that's all you need to be considered a Stanley Cup contender. Like, that's what Boston does. Like, Boston beats the shit out of the bad teams, as they should. But back to what you originally said, back to your original question, like, if this roster can't do it, then, I mean, come on. Like,
so you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, we have two really big tests tomorrow and Saturday against the Kraken and Canes. Like, those are two very big tests for this team. The Kraken always play us incredibly well. I think they, yes.
I just want to ask, or not ask, I want to say, if anyone listens that takes my bets, hammer the Rangers money line on Saturday. I'm pretty sure Igor is going to start that game. I think Halak will start Friday night, but the Canes have not played in 10 days. It's going to be a rest versus rust situation, and the Rangers are buzzing right now. Carolina, it's going to take them a bit to get their legs under them, you know, having so many days off. So I am, listen, I'm me pounding something is putting like $200 on it, which to me is a lot of money.
You got so excited. But,
what? Well, my friends, like today I said, like I tweeted, I'm putting like all my money on the Islanders Canucks under 6.5. And my friends were like, dude, like just don't mislead people. They might think you're putting like $2,000 on it. Like, you know, some people just take me too literally.
Yeah. But you know what's exciting?
That's what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. No, the last point I want to make here is, you know, instead of having Tarasenko for 21 games, we now have him for 31 games. And that's a big deal. Like, to make this trade early, like, yeah. So Drury probably had to give up that fourth, and it probably would have been like a sixth closer to the deadline. But, you know, he did that knowing like this team has the chance to be special. And, you know, I just want to give props because he's gotten some stuff, especially like, you know, Buchnevich trade, all that jazz. But like, dude, he knows what he's doing. He's the right man for the job, clearly. And the last thing I'm going to ask of my good friend Christopher is please find a way to re-sign Tarasenko, because that is where, you know, it really, like, if this guy tears it up for us in 31 games, let's say he has 25 points, 30 points, like, nobody's going to want to see him leave. So I wonder if, you know, he could go ring chasing and be like, yeah, I'll take I don't need an $8 million deal for you guys. I'll take six and it can figure something out. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, he's just another guy to add now to our ever never ending list of who we need to re-sign next year.
Well, that's what I was going to say too. He has the ring. He won it obviously in 2019 with the Blues. Do you think maybe this incentivizes like a Hedl, Miller, Lafreniere to take like a 2-year deal to try to win a cup early, or is that not?
I think Lafreniere is at the point where he's getting under $3 million. So I think he's probably going to be 2.5 to 3. Hedl, this was completely unexpected. Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody knew he was going to literally heat up and
Molly Walker. Got to give her credit.
Molly did. But that is very true. But dude, he's making the case like north of five. Like, how are you going to say no? I mean, you know, like if anybody were to take some form of a discount, I would think maybe it would be Miller, but like, I think Miller has been pretty adamant, like vocal about like, he wants what he deserves. So I don't know, man. I don't know, but yeah, he's going to have to work some wizardry. Like, you know, a guy like Barclay Gaudreau might have, like, they might need to have him try and wave his claws or something. I don't know what's going to happen, but man, would I love to, you know, have Tarasenko here for the long run. That would be incredible.
I'm also just happy that we can not talk about trades for the next like 4 weeks straight. I mean, we can still talk about it obviously, but now it's like a little bit, it's going to be behind us hopefully, which is nice.
Dude, but it's hockey, sports revolve around trades. Get your head out of the gutter and
Dude, snaps to the NHL for making some buzz on NBA trade deadline day. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was away from
it. I didn't get any work done today because I was just on Twitter for 5 straight hours.
Yeah, congrats to the Knicks.
Yeah, they got Josh Hart.
But
yeah, so I think that's going to wrap it up, right? We got a fucking awesome episode coming on Monday. We'll talk about the game.
Hito's not the only one heating up.
We'll talk to Scotty Gomez, and maybe we'll leak that we have a cool sponsor that we want to talk about on Monday.
We do.
Yeah. So we love you guys and hope you enjoy the games this weekend. And feel free to tweet at me tomorrow night because I won't be watching. And I need to know what's going on in the game and if Tarasenko's playing. But yeah, Cody, send it off.
LFGR, baby. Let's go.